All right, so Michael G, top three on MasterChef Canada, unfortunately eliminated last night, is joining us today. Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you very much for having me on today at Moose FM. I'm excited to be here.
Excellent. Yeah. No. So what was it like watching yourself on TV this past season?
You know what? At the very beginning, it was very interesting and a little bit different. And as we've gotten further into the show, and I would say at this point at top three, it was probably equally as intense and suspenseful for everyone else to watch as it was for me, even though I knew the answer.
Right.
It was a crazy, exciting episode, and I really enjoyed watching it.
Was it awkward at all seeing yourself on TV or yelling at the TV going, "Why did I do that? No!"
You know what? Not really. I was really proud of what I was doing. I really liked the way I kind of composed myself, handled myself, and I was excited and kind of enjoyed the way it was perceived to everyone, I think, is naturally who I am, and that made me feel great.
Awesome. So, you know, when they had the pop-up restaurants at the beginning of last night's episode, what went through your head when all of a sudden you've got your own pop-up with a name and it looks like your restaurant?
You know what? Pure joy. It's such an honoring experience to have someone create and present something that is so within trend, was happening right now and so exciting, and I had my own pop-up kitchen sort of created for me to execute and go after. Kind of like a dream come true in all emotions and aspects. It was very exciting. The branding was fantastic. You know, Michael's Canadian Comfort Lodge really speaks true to me that I make, you know, elevated, amazing food with, you know, traditions and cuisines inspiring me. So I was really excited to kind of take on this challenge.
Is a pop-up like that something you've thought about, or maybe before and maybe now? Is it something you might want to do after seeing, you know, how it looks?
Yeah, you know what? Absolutely. I would say, honestly, like, since the show has started, I've been working events almost every single weekend, and they're pretty much like a pop-up. I go into people's homes, and I develop experiential culinary events for them based on a cuisine of their interest, and I use my academic background to study, to find things, and, you know, my whole goal is that there's more to food than just good food alone. I'm trying to develop a unique experience for them. And that's basically what my pop-up has been. I'm working right now in quite a few projects of getting myself interest with pop-up locations, and I have a lot of things kind of coming, so I'm excited to even do more of those in different settings.
Is there anything aside from pop-ups you're working on, like a cookbook or a set restaurant, anything like that?
You know what? A few, actually. There'll be some things that I think I'll have to tell people that have to wait and follow along. Cookbook is definitely in the works right now. I am working on some different kind of, you know, television media projects as well, too. And I have some really cool trade shows and things kind of coming up with companies and different things throughout this year, actually. I'm pretty booked into the future right now, which is exciting. And I'm really excited to share all of this with as many people as I can.
That's awesome. Busy, by the sound
of things. Yeah. You know, busy is good. I enjoy being busy.
Now, with the cookbook stuff, maybe you can't give too much away, but is it on that Canadian cuisine side of things, like a whole, like, chapter on different poutine or something like that?
You know what? I think, like, a lot of what I do is that I try to master a new type of food at my first go, and that's something that I stand true and believe at, like, what I think I'm capable of. So I think a lot of the direction of where I'm going to be going with it is celebrating cuisines. And you know what? It's very much Canadian, very much multicultural, it's diversity, right? And we are a country of that it's hard to almost depict what Canadian food is, because
right,
there's so much influence from all around the world. And I'm really working to try and capture that essence and share with as many people as I can.
Cool. So, you know, if someone's listening and their go-to dish is, you know, I'm going to throw a piece of chicken in a baking pan and put some rice on the pot, and my kids are going to complain about it because it's bland and boring, what do you tell them to do?
Have fun. You know what? The biggest thing that I'm enjoying about working in a kitchen is the creative confidence. It develops life skills that I think everyone should learn. And if you're making your standard dish, it's a line from Michael Smith, who is an idol of mine. He's a chef from out east. And I remember watching his show growing up, and he used to say, if you're going to use a spice, use it. Make sure you can taste it, try it. And, you know, what's the harm? Throw some spice in there, throw some flavors in there, and see what happens. Just have some fun in the kitchen, and everyone else will appreciate and enjoy it just as much as you do.
Awesome. Well, good luck on the gazillion endeavors you seem to have on the go right now. And I appreciate you joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure talking with you, and have a delicious day.